Well, finally, I'm just such a critic. Finally, the Guyer Cook Report episode for today, SEO Tips Tuesday, is going to talk about Screaming Frog. We touched on that, mentioned it in a list of SEO tools you need to have in the toolbox. And I thought, well, you know, Screaming Frog, that's a wrench I've never picked up and really played with and got familiar with. And so in an effort to do that, you can follow along these notes. You can get them from going to the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com. We've got the links there for you to use and go to the one with SEO tips in today's episode. I'll have the audio up there as soon as we're done editing and so forth. But the SEO tips Tuesday, talking about Screaming Frog, let's take a look at this first. And to look at Screaming Frog, you enter a URL. I've already done that. Here we go. And so, to keep the show from going too long, I finally figured out how to get to the URL. In the top of Screaming Frog, after you downloaded it and installed it, you'll see this window here at the top, and you put the URL in there. In this instance, I've added the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com. What better way to get a shameless plug in there? And then we just simply click on the start button. And we did that so we can do this. The first link that we had there, it said how to find broken links using the SEO spider from Screaming Frog. And you can share this link with your friends, like, comment, and share in the links that they've got there at the top of their post. This is right from the Screaming Frog website. And so let's follow the dancing ball, as it were. And this works for both the free and the paid version to check broken links. And that's the ones that are going to give you the 404 response code. So we crawl the website. Yeah, we did that. We've already put the URL in the top window there and click start. We got the results. Then click on the response codes tab and the client error tab. Let's see what that looks like. Okay, so initially, you're going to have all the internal links. You want to click on the response code tab, this fourth one from the top. And then over here on the right, you select client error code, which is that one. And then you get two not found images. Of course, we put in broken links to make this work. In the true sense of the word, that way this presentation will make a lot more sense, won't it? Let's see what the next step is. Making sense how this comes together. You view the source of the broken links by clicking the end links tab, that first tab up there on the top. And obviously you want to know the source of the broken links discovered. I mean, which URLs on the website have broken links, so you can fix them. That makes sense. So you click on the URL in the top window pane and then click on the end links tab to populate the lower window pane. And that'll give you the links, URLs, just like it shows in this image here. So that's going to get you there. So we go to the next thing in the show notes. And remember, you can get there if you go to the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com. And we're scrolling down. We're going to look at analyze page titles and metadata. Now, this is a how-to that came from the lunametrics.com site and their blog. They've got an article there. It's from back in 2014, so excuse the vintage. But this one looks pretty good, and let's take a look at that right now. Even better, exceeding your expectations, that's what the Guyer Cook Report is all about. In this instance, I think we've done that because the Lunametrics link has a free Excel workbook for analyzing Screaming Frog data. That's right. You can make this into a spreadsheet to do further analysis, and you can download the Excel workbook right there. You can get it as either a CSV file, an XLS, an XLSX. So that should get it done for you. Take a look through those notes on the use of the tool and this Excel diagram. It's going to give you a lot of stuff for use with your SEO spider that you got from Screaming Frog. This fellow, Sean McQuaid, did a great job. And so that shameless plug ended. Let's go back to the notes. A third link down in the show notes, Review Meta Robots and Directives. This is from webdesign.tootsplus.com. They've got a number of tutorials at this site, and we'll take a look at that right now. Again, we've got a third party that has said, what is Screaming Frog? How to download and install it, crawling the website, etc. So take a look at this, more brain food on using the Screaming Frog tool that I hope you're using. The fourth link down is audit hreflang attributes. If your site is only in English and you're not worried about translations and so forth, then you can skip this one, okay? This is for people that have foreign language sites, and let's take a look at some of the things to avoid using that. Auditing the href language annotations. Let's look at this. If you've got non-existent href values and you're telling people, oh, there are translations available, but you don't have the values there, then you need to find out why that's happening and get those links straightened out. The irrelevant href values, irrelevant URLs, etc., etc., etc. Take a look at this if you've got, like I say, if you're into the foreign language realm, then this is going to work for you. Okay, to find duplicates, I figured this out kind of learning it as I go. In Screaming Frog, in the dashboard, you've got your URL. You click on response codes up at the top, the fourth tab from the left. And then over on the right, you'll see in the overview, the duplicates URI is there. So you click on response codes and then go to duplicates, and it'll tell you any of the URLs you've got that have duplicate handles. Okay? And the last link, generate XML sitemaps. Let's take a look at how that works. And this is back to another link that's right from Screaming Frog. How to create an XML sitemap using the SEO Spider. This tutorial, it's as easy as cake, walks you through how you can use the Screaming Frog SEO Spider to generate an XML sitemap. So, you've already crawled the website. Yeah, we know that. Okay, click Sitemaps. Generate XML sitemap. So let's do that. The how to create an XML sitemap, and this is the link that's right there in the show notes. As you crawl the website, right, then you click sitemaps, create XML sitemaps. So let's see what that looks like. So up in the top, up above the where you put your URL, and you see a little toolbar up there, and the word sitemaps. And then you click on Sitemaps, Create XML Sitemap, Bazinga. You can include no index pages, include only the ones with a canonical link, etc. Last modified, priority. If you're familiar with sitemaps, you're familiar with priority. If you're not, then they'll have to look it up. Priority gives you the measure of the worth of the page. The change frequency. This is where you can set up if it has a priority and how often it's changed, weekly, monthly, daily. Images, you want to include images or no? I usually don't, just because I don't. So, there you have it. If you just go to sitemaps, generate sitemap, and then configure it, and then you'll get a sitemap. That XML file will work with Google, Yahoo, etc. Well, it's going to work with Bing if it works with Yahoo, right? Because we know those are the same guys. So thanks for your patience and putting up with all of the sliding around, looking around, and learning the Screaming Frog interface. I think you're going to like that tool, and that's why I took the time to show it to you. I'm also going to show it to you how to be a patron of the Guyer Kirk Report. You can click on this link here in the episode show notes. It says be my patron on Podbean. You can join our group on Facebook. And Then go mobile. We've got a link there in the show notes to download the App Store link for the Podbean player and one for the Google Play if you've got an Android. Then, of course, you'll be able to use that and look at the 27 questions afforded to you. That's a Google form we just created. Pick five of those, etc., etc. Follow the prompts, email it back. The planning session guide is intended to be a link to provide you information about planning your next project. So give that a consideration. Thanks to all the patrons of the Guyer Cook Report. Special thanks to Fraser Ramsey of the Hattrick and Ramsey Unleashed podcast. Affording us time on that show gives us visibility in Edinburgh, Scotland. We appreciate it very much. Thank you, Fraser, for that. Eileen Smith continues to give us shout-outs in the Eileen Smith podcasts, and we appreciate those. She's the digital diva. If you need information about doing live streaming and so forth, do consider her content as a source of information, because it definitely is. And speaking of sources of information, thanks to Amnon, who's a member of the Friends Just Chatting Facebook group, for giving me a link about WordPress security. And to get that, you'll have to join the group and ask him. Thanks for listening. We'd invite you to be a subscriber on YouTube if you're not already. And if you are a subscriber and you haven't clicked on that little bell, I think you have to do that to get an email update when the next upload is made, and you can get it and listen to us. You can listen to us on Spreaker. We're now on SoundCloud. We've got this into the Apple Podcasts. There's a link there to go to the Pinterest page, to the Reddit, the Guyer Cook Report evaluation question. We'd appreciate you evaluating our content. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, all the usual suspects, LinkedIn, etc., Google+. Subscribe to join the channel so you can be a part of the live broadcast. And thanks to Vitamain Hosting, our parent corporation. Remember, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. And finally, we'll talk a little bit about web hosting. We've looked at a number of web hosts to provide us with solutions for hosting. As you know, we no longer have our own servers. We rent the space from people. And the people we rent from right now that are doing a 23-joule stem-winding wonder of technology job, SiteGround. So on the link that says, what is web hosting? Give that a look and a consideration if you're maybe having difficulties with support or the server's uptime and so forth. Give the SiteGround link a consideration. Remember to like, comment, and share this content. And as I say at the end of every episode of the Guyer Cook Report, it's a wrap.